The Bible is the single most important book that has ever been written. The creator of the universe gave us a playbook on how to live in his universe and the laws that govern it. On this podcast, we will explore what the Bible says on money, success, business, leadership, influence, relationships, and any other area that we discover may help us in business. So join us to discover the amazing wisdom of the Bible and how we can use it to grow our business and to improve our life. This is Jacob here with another episode of What Does the Bible Say About Business? I want to talk about integrity and being loyal and having integrity and all those things. I think it's extremely, extremely important that we have trust with our customers. If they don't trust that you are going to fulfill your contract, if they don't trust that you will do what's right, I think it's very difficult for them to do business with you. I think it's like one of my friends always likes to say, he says, people do business with people that they know, they like, and they trust. And I think it's just extremely important that we figure out how to develop that trust and, that we become likable. And I think that being trustworthy is the foundation. It is absolutely important. I think it's extremely difficult to have a business without having trust. I mean, if you don't have integrity, the fact of the matter is it will self-sabotage your business all the time. Let's start off with, there's a couple different places the Bible talks about, you know, integrity and, trust and all those things. But I'm just going to start off with the first one. If you have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, who shall commit to your trust the true riches? And this was Jesus' words. I think he was basically saying, look, this is such a foundational thing. It is such an elementary thing. Like, if you really want value, like if you want true riches, you're going to first have to start with the basics. If you're not trustworthy, how are you going to be blessed or how are you going to get the true riches? Like, it's extremely important that you first start with the small thing. If you have first start with trustworthiness, it is absolutely essential. It is almost impossible to have a successful business without having trust with your customers. That is something I wanted to talk about a little bit more. I just think that it's very underrated in business, very much underrated. So we're going to continue here. Another place it talks about it. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. And the fact of the matter is God made the universe. He made everything in it. He made the laws in it. He basically just said here, look, it's an abomination to God. Like, it's going against his rules. It's going against the laws of the universe that said, look, if you want to be successful, it's just going to be extremely difficult to have a successful business with constantly defrauding your customers. But a just weight is his delight. I think it's important that we justly treat our customers, and it will come around. What goes around comes around, as people like to say. The fact of the matter is just so true. The Bible is a guide, and if we want the creator of the universe on our side, we basically just follow the laws that he has set in order, and he will bless us accordingly. The Bible says, "What you sow, you shall reap." God is not mocked. And so I think it's very important that we obey the principles of money. We obey the principles of business and success, and if we do those things, we will be blessed. The Bible says, "The way of man is froward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right." If our work is right, God can truly bless us. My all-time favorite Bible verse, my personal business mantra, comes from Luke 16:10. The Bible says, he that is faithful in the least is faithful in much. But he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, who shall commit to your trust the true riches? And you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? So I think it's very important that we look at that and we say, look, it starts with the small things. A single termite will never fell a tree. Never. It always starts, a single termite will never fell a tree. So the single dishonest action will always breed another dishonest action. If we catch ourselves doing those things, I think we need to stop right away. If we allow those things to continue, if we allow a small rot to start, it can ruin everything. A single bad habit can start the degradation. You know, one mistake can ruin a reputation. And I just think it's really important that we look at our life and we say, okay, where am I? I mean, what am I doing? It's really that simple. I mean, the Bible talks a whole lot about trust and all that. I mean, if your employees do not trust that you'll pay them at the end of the week, they're not going to put their heart into it. They're not going to work hard. They're probably not going to work for you at all if they believe that you're going to defraud them from the money at the end of the week. Also, if you don't trust your employees, how can you do business? Because you can't just watch them every minute of every day. You have to trust people. I mean, there's nothing wrong with verifying that they actually did the work, because, I mean, you have to make sure that they're also holding up their end of the bargain. However, trust is an essential part of every business. And I think it's something that we kind of look at and that we take very seriously as part of the foundation to our business. He that is faithful in the least is faithful also in much, but he that is not faithful in the least is also not faithful in much. So that is basically what it boils down to. Everything is small. I believe that the detail, everything is in the details, and I believe that we can use this so much more than just in, say, employee-boss relationship. If I tell a customer, look, I'll be there at 10 o'clock, and I show up at 10:30, the element of trust has been gone. The chance that I will get to do business with that person is significantly lower. If I had to be late in some way, I could have called the guy and I said, look, hey, I apologize. I'm going to reschedule for 30 minutes later, whatever, whatever. I just think it's extremely important that we keep our commitments and that we do what we say that we will. There's times that we forget. I mean, we're not going to be perfect. I mean, I know I've forgotten many times, but I just think it's really important that we consider it as an overall whole of our business. Our business is literally made up of small parts. We tell people, look, hey, I'll call you on this day. I will do this. I will do that. And if we're really prompt and we actually do what we say that we will, we actually kind of step out of the industry. Kind of most like the industry that I work in, especially in the construction industry. You know, I do commercial roofing and I work with contractors over the United States. One of the greatest things we can do is to have the commitment to ourselves that when we say that we will do something, that we do it. If it's just as simple as a phone call, as simple as an email. Communicating fast. If we want people to trust us, we're going to have to be faithful in the small things. If we are not faithful in those small things, that's where the rot starts. Just a small hole will sink the whole ship. In the beginning, it may not. I mean, it's just leaking in slowly, but those holes have to constantly be watched out for, repaired. And I think that we, in our own life, we have to look at our life and say, you know what? Where are the holes? Where are the little leaks? Where's the water coming into my ship? What am I doing to self-sabotage my business? And what can I do to turn that around? How can I patch up those holes? How can I, and kind of look at that. And if we look at our business as a whole and we say, you know, where are the leaks? Where's, you know, money going out? Like, where's the loss of trust? Where's the loss of integrity? Where's the rot starting? And kind of look at that. It's all in the details. I just love this subject. I could talk about it for a lot longer, but it's very simple. This is really what it boils down to. And trust is extremely important. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review us. If you have suggestions or comments, or would like to have more information, visit jacobdlee.com. Thank you for listening.
This episode was hosted by the Max Potential Podcast Network. Find more great shows at maxpotential.com.